And joined now by State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. How are you this morning?
Hi, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Let's get started here. First, let's talk about some of your committee assignments.
Great. Well, I am really honored. I'm chairing the Banking Committee, which is exciting, and I'm also Vice Chair of Transportation, which is a huge committee, and also Vice Chair of Judiciary, which is another one of the most powerful committees because it has sovereignty over all the issues pertaining to gun safety, all criminal bills, and also everything that has a civil penalty of $5,000 or more. So it's a big net.
All right. So you're in office officially about a week now, and you've proposed some bills already?
Yeah. I've been actually working on my bills for a few weeks because we have a window up until this Friday to submit bills as individual legislators, so they don't have to come through committee. So I've submitted about 30 bills ranging in topic from environmental issues, gun safety, to repealing the estate tax, to adopting a shared risk pension plan, all sorts of things to balance the budget, drive economic growth, and continue our progressive social policies.
Now, the shared pension plan was something, the shared risk pension plan, something you talked about during the campaign. What kind of reaction has come out of that so far, do you think?
Well, we're starting to discuss it. First, everybody has to get the facts. And so we had last week, we had a full day called Pension Academy at Hartford, and it was open to the public, and various experts on pensions came and presented, and so now we sort of have, everybody has sort of a baseline of information about the pension structure, different models from other states, and financing options. So the discussion will continue, and I'm sure that when we get the governor's budget in the middle of February, there will be something there that addresses the unfunded pension liability.
All right. It's a long process, right?
Yeah.
And I guess, I mean, do you hope to get them all passed or kind of get them, kind of get the ball rolling for, you know, maybe next session or something like that?
Yeah. Well, some of the bills that I propose are bills that have already come up through the legislature. Like last year, there was a bill to disclose dark money donors, which did not pass. There was also a bill to finance the state water plan, which never even was called for a vote. So those sorts of things, because they've already been in the pipeline, I am very hopeful that they will be resolved this year. Other things that I'm proposing that are more conceptual or bold in nature, like adopting a shared risk pension plan, that might not exactly happen, you know, or be completed this year, but I'm putting it out there because I really want the dialogue to start in earnest. And I'm going to be supporting and promoting these bills every step of the way.
All right. The Secretary of the State and others are advocating for early voting. Are you an advocate of that as well?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So I was there at the press conference the other day. And, the process is that first we have to amend our state constitution because it prescribes that we can only vote on the first Tuesday of November, which is, of course, very restrictive, and that may have worked, you know, 50 or 60 years ago. But in today's working climate, when people are working multiple jobs, often have to go out of state for travel on short notice or taking care of family members or themselves might be sick on the appointed day, we need more flexibility. And 33 states in the country have early voting, including Texas, which allows voting, I think, for up to 30 days in advance. So we're really, really behind the times in that we only allow voting on one particular day between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. So we'll amend our Constitution to allow for discussion about early voting, and then we can adopt statutes that allow for it anywhere between 3 days and, you know, possibly even 30 days in advance. We'll have that discussion soon.
Isn't the idea of absentee balloting to cover for people that say they can't vote on Election Day?
Actually, our absentee balloting is also very restrictive. There are only five permissible reasons that one can get an absentee ballot. So, for instance, if someone was working on Election Day, had to get up at 5:45 and commute to work and didn't get home until 8:30 at night, they would not be allowed to vote by absentee ballot because technically you have to be out of state, you have to know in advance. There are all sorts of restrictions. We would like no-fault absentee ballots. Then we would we would give voters a lot more flexibility.
All right.
We have to stop that.
Okay, we've got less than a minute. Just want to just touch base about the community meeting you have coming up next Thursday at the library.
Yeah, so I am doing these community conversations. I did a series of them in November, and this time the theme is bringing business to Connecticut, because that's really what we need to do to jumpstart our economic engine and to bring new taxpayers, new revenue into the state, bring new jobs, and really drive our economic growth. So I have a very exciting guest speaker, Indra Nooyi, who is the chairwoman and former CEO of PepsiCo. So she really knows what businesses are looking for. And we're going to be having this conversation at 7 p.m. at the Greenwich Library, the Cole Auditorium, on January 24th, open to the public. Invite everybody to come and participate. It's going to be interactive and very informative.
All right, Senator Bergstein, we're out of time. We'll talk to you again next month. Thanks very much. Lots to talk about.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.
Bye-bye. State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich joins me the third Thursday of each month. The next Thursday, it's State Representative Fred Camillo.
Increasing clouds, colder today with a high 25.